My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, can Davin trust Belinda? Is Belinda writing poetry to Davin composed by others? Is Agnes still alive? Listen and find out.
Yes, it is true. I do not trust you completely.
Yeah.
I try to, but in fairness, how can I?
Yeah, really?
If this is all part of the next step, some level of a scam that is unique, I beg you as a human being to let me out of your web! You got me! I have nothing more to give! You are smarter than me! Just for the love of God, be honest and tell me the real deal!
As Joe would say, isolate that. You're smarter than me.
Well, I would never say that to Joe. Well, yeah, well, you like the tact there?
Well, I like that you're starting to break down again.
What do you mean, showing my vulnerability?
Yeah, but also just like, let me go, let me out of your web.
Set me free, what don't you be?
Yeah, nice. You need some background singers.
Well, I got you.
Okay.
And they'll probably be anti-Semitic background singers.
No, I'm not Kate Smith.
She goes, I have told you the whole truth about me. What do you want to know? Ask me, and let me tell you. This is no scam. Don't the pictures I sent mean anything, she says.
Uh-huh.
I go, tell me about those poems you wrote me. How come you wrote them so lovely, but yet you have never written anything like that again?
Oh.
Remember she sent me some love poems?
Yeah.
She goes, well, I'm not motivated to write. Things have been quite rusty. I have absent-minded these days. Have issues, and writing poems is a hobby I do for fun.
Uh-huh.
I go, I found them on scamming websites.
it's just bam, bam, bam. You know, it's like every time she thinks, oh, here I am, she's pretending I would like to write poetry and I've been having a hard time, so I haven't written. Well, yeah, well, the ones you wrote me are fakes anyway.
I mean, this is like, now I'm all, like, I'm not hinting around it and everything.
Yeah, you're just slam, slam. You're a scammer. This is my.
And I'm in paradise and you could have been here.
Right, so go ahead.
I go, I found them on scamming websites. She goes, you found what on scamming websites? I go, word for word.
Yeah.
What poem did you find? What site did you find it on? I go, I will not tell you the site. The poems you wrote, I know more as well. Do you want to tell me everything, or do you wish me to not know what I know? She goes, I wrote most of the poems myself, but look for specific ones when I am not motivated. I don't take poems from scamming websites.
Uh-huh.
I go, what would you do if you were me, Belinda? She goes, I will follow my heart.
Ugh.
I go, my heart and my head are at war.
Yeah.
And there's an eel and a beaver on either side.
WWF SmackDown.
She goes, I can start writing some for you if you think. I didn't write them for you if you want. I go, no, I don't need you to write me poetry that you do not feel. Then I go, kill Agnes.
What? Oh, yeah, okay.
Because remember, she still has the Agnes.
Right, I'm sorry, for a second, I was just like, oh, that's a great poem. Start writing.
Kill Agnes. No, because remember, I want to get this site down.
Yeah, I know.
And it's been up there for a while.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I do, because, you know, it's true. She said, oh, I came clean to you, and you're like, okay, first, put up that you're a big old scammer.
Which she did.
Which she did, but now take down the site, and she won't do it.
She goes, and see if you will find them on the website. She's still talking about the poetry. I go, just kill the bitch.
Yeah.
I go, she represents everything I hate. My failures and your deceit. Just kill her.
Mm.
Creepy Davin's back.
I like Creepy Davin.
Who doesn't like Creepy Davin? Oh. The type of guy that would go to a marathon and do naughty things. Not really.
Give me your backpack. I got to search it.
She goes, thanks for searching my bag. And cough.
Turn your head to the left.
Ah, yes, I will. She goes, we'll try and do that tomorrow. I go, please, if you love me at all, make it happen. If I was the drunken fool I used to be, I would probably drink her away. But I'm trying to get to be better. For me. For my kid. And maybe even for you.
Wow.
She goes, okay, I get you.
She's really deep.
I go, okay. I go, our relationship exhausts me.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, why is that? Because it is not easy. Every moment my passion and my intellect do battle. She goes, wow, I see. What does your head say? Run!
Yes.
And what does your heart also tell you? It wishes I could hold you right now and make love to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're supposed to think this is real.
That was just a visceral reaction, by the way.
That could have been anybody, just me. That's the
it. Yeah, it's like,
Nothing personal, Belinda.
Yeah. Trucker Tom says, evil Davin, that guy who throws M80s at Fenway.
Awesome! That is awesome. I love that. The problem with Fenway Park is the traffic is so congested, you could never get away.
No.
You could just hope that there's a Saudi man that's running as well, and they'll blame him.
It's like, throw it and then get online for a corn dog. Nobody will know. Nobody will know.
If I had a good arm, I could probably pitch for them. So she goes, wow, I can see your head and heart are really at war. I go, such as loving a girl from Ghana who calls herself Belinda. Mm. Which do you think I should follow? Well, I guess you should follow the one truly want and make you happy. So what would you do if I walked out of your life? It will surely hurt and I will miss you. But I know what I did to you made you do that. And that make that decision, and the fond memories I have of you will make me happy when you go.
Oh.
I go, what memories do you have? She goes, we've spent lots of time together. You said things which made me happy. I have fond memories of those times.
Okay.
I go, we have spent a lot of time together. I'm so glad I've made you happy. And I think I put a smiley face, and she put a smiley face on her heart. I don't know. So I go, so do you think we have a future, or are we just wasting each other's time? She goes, I feel we have a future together. We've been through a lot, and we are still here. Our relationship has stood the test of time, but don't know about you. What do you think?
Wow, she's still in it.
Gotta love it. I go, I do not know. I'm here now. I know how I feel about you. Everything else is cloudy, but you are worth the investment of my time and heart, because you're giving great radio, toots.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.